Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos, and I am here with
Sister Amen,
my favorite fellow van-dwelling wife, partner, and best friend.
And you too.
Oh, that sounds good. Hey, we hope you're all doing well. We are coming back with some audio edification. Real simple today. We traveled a short distance.
Uh-huh.
We got to hand out the gospel to a bunch of people, gospel cards.
Yep.
We went to a marketplace, and I worked online. I was up late last night getting some answers done for something I had to give an answer to someone that had asked us that we have disfellowship with. You can read about it. It's on mm-hmm. Answers for Patrick. It's on the front of our website. Yep. I got that done.
And while we're at the marketplace, there was a woman that I got to talk to for about 5 minutes or so, and then she actually came back afterwards, and we talked a little bit more. So
it was awesome.
Shared the gospel with her and warned her about man-made religion, and quite a bit you can put in 5 minutes or so.
Yeah, and we were sitting there, and we were watching numerous people drive by, take pictures of our vans.
Oh, I know.
Walk up, take pictures of our vans. People pointing and looking, going, hey, we're kind of in Bible Belt country.
Oh, yeah.
So it's very rare that people stand out and lift up Christ and call out the churches. So we're kind of an anomaly here especially.
Yeah, we had a few people as they were walking, you know, waving, smiling at
yep.
us. So.
Yep. So, yeah, it was really, really good morning. And then right outside the marketplace we're at, they had picnic tables.
Yeah.
And we went out after getting our work done online. And Brother Aku and I kind of fellowshipped and we're talking in the Word. And Sister Amen was there with us. We went out, we sat at the picnic tables, and Sister Amen made us some awesome. She got some green beans on discount, and we had an awesome dinner. And right down the hill was a beautiful river, and like a little where it meandered into like a culvert. And then we're passing through the mountains, and the mountains were right there.
Mm-hmm.
Think of that word mountain. We'll get back to that, Sister Amen.
Yeah.
And I took a video and showed you kind of our table setting and the mountain scene. So that's at the top of our edification page.
Uh-huh.
What else, Sister Amen?
It was a cold and breezy day, but
it was
crisp and clear, and I got to give a gospel card to a super old man, very, very old.
He yeah.
was a retired pastor, and just had a little bit of a conversation with him.
Yeah, so. We stopped at a couple thrift stores and hand out the gospel.
Oh,
and
yeah. yeah.
There was nothing there we needed.
But,
yeah. So we said mountains.
Mountains.
Thought maybe
yeah.
we'd bring you some verses from God's holy word on mountains,
because as we were driving through it, and these aren't like super big ones like out west, they're big, but what we're going through is it's just beautiful countryside, peaceful, and it just shows the majesty of God. I think just
yeah.
one small way.
In that video you'll see parts of the Smoky Mountains. We didn't yeah. drive through them, we're just driving next to them.
Yeah, so we got a handful of good verses
yep.
on mountains
as we're working our way east. Yeah. No, west.
Westward, yeah. yeah. Yeah, that's true. And then
yep.
it will be south, and there will
west
be west,
and then
there will be
north.
And yeah. How about we start with Genesis 8:4. And the ark rested in the seventh month on the 17th day of the month upon the mountains of Ararat.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. Psalm 46:1-3. God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be moved and through the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah.
Amen. He's our great hope, isn't he? And he preserves us. Psalm 46:1-3. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Isn't that the one you just read?
I read Psalm.
Oh, yeah, you yep. missed. I read the one you did because I
yep.
thought you were going to
okay.
read that
yep.
one.
Read that one.
Yeah, the top one. Psalm 36:6. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast.
Yeah, I like that. Definitely preserves us. Psalm 87:1. His foundation is in the holy mountains. I like to think about Moses going up to the mountains.
Yeah. Psalm 90:2. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
Isaiah 2:2. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. Yeah, that sounds like the New Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. Here's another one from Isaiah 44:23. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains. O forest and every tree therein, for the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel.
How about Isaiah 49:13? Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth. Break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted. Mm-hmm. Justice and mercy. Hey, I got a teaching I'm doing tonight on violence and justice.
Isaiah 55:12. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands.
Nice.
I like that. And it looks like we're in the New Testament with Mark now.
Mark 3:13-15. He goeth up into a mountain and calleth all whom he will, and they came unto him. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sickness and to cast out devils.
Yeah, we see going into the mountains.
Yep.
Like a refuge. Matthew 14:23. And when they had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone.
Yeah.
But we know he was with God.
And yeah, then, when I think of the mountains, I think of our homestead we sold, because we had
it was kind of like
valleys
mountains.
And hills and mountains. And it's definitely a place you can go and just sit and find a refuge.
Yeah, definitely.
I think of Moses going up in the mountain, Jesus going in the mountains. Sometimes I'd like to just go hide in the mountains,
yeah.
But not for very long.
No,
just to rest and then get back at it.
The spirit won't let us rest.
Yeah, just
too
to rest and get back
flesh.
At it.
And that's the last one.
Isaiah 52:7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publish peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation. That saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth.
He reigns. I love that. Way up over above the mountains.
So a lot of verses on mountains. And, you know, we're all going to go through valleys and mountains in our life. But if we hold fast to Christ and the gospel, we can overcome all things.
Amen. We can.
The word promises us that we get a reward of a crown of eternal life if we overcome.
Amen.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Amen.
For he is worthy.
Yeah. Tomorrow, if the Lord gives it to us, we're going to head out and stand outside a church and proclaim the good news. And who knows what else will happen as we're working our way west and north, sharing the gospel, pointing people to Christ, warning them about the culture and churchianity, and just glorifying God with the gospel that alone can save you.
Amen.
Anything else, Sister Drummond?
I always say it, but I mean it. I'm thankful to be a servant of the Lord and not a servant of Satan any longer.
Amen. Yeah, and go forth. I would encourage you, test your life. Do you have peace and do you have joy? Or is your life confusion? Is your life full of strife and struggles? Some struggles you can't get rid of, but I can just testify that if you purge your life of strife and confusion, whether it be people or situations that you cannot solve, it's a glorious thing to work and strive for. It's like getting debt free. It's glorious. It's like getting well if you're sick. It's glorious. Getting to peace and joy and just walking in it every day in the things that you can control. I get it. People hate us. The culture's against us. We're never going to get rid of that. But we don't have to have strife in our lives in many, many situations. And we have a say over that. So I'd encourage you,
Amen.
Test your life, evaluate your life to see if you're walking in peace and joy in the Lord.
Yeah, it's a great gift.
It's priceless. Like
it
the
is.
Pearl
it's
of great
precious,
price.
Yeah.
All right, we love you all. Hope that edified you. More to come tomorrow if the Lord wills. Seek the kingdom of God. Lose it all. Find life in him.
Amen. May God be praised.